like this, 1851. Magic is waning. The research that Dodo paid me to perform indicates that magic will cease to exist at the end of this month, July 28th. When that happens, I will be trapped here in a post-magic world for the rest of my days. The only way anyone will ever know what became of me is through this deposition. While I have managed to land myself in comfortable, by 1851 standards, quarters with access to pen, ink, leisure time, and privacy, it has been at the expense of freedom. My host would not consider allowing me out of the house alone for an evening constitutional, let alone to seek out witches who might help me. One comment before I begin. If anyone from Dodo ever hears this, for the love of God, please add corset makers to the list of abettors we need to recruit in any Victorian DTaps. Corsets are intended to be custom-made to conform to the actual shape of a lady's body, and it's uncomfortable to have to borrow one or buy one off the rack, although servants and poorer women generally do that, but do not lace them tightly, as they must engage in manual labor. Being here entirely on charity, I prefer not to ask my hosts to extend credit for a custom-fit one, but wearing this one, borrowed from my hostess, is just awful. It makes a Renaissance bodice feel like